A new General Motors by the end of this week?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Bill Radke. Late yesterday, a bankruptcy judge said GM can sell its good assets to a new company, which would be majority owned by you, the taxpayer. It could happen this week. There are potential speed bumps, though. Marketplace's Dan Gretz joins us live. Morning, Dan.
Good morning.
What could slow this bankruptcy ruling?
Well, you'll remember in the appeal with Chrysler's sale to Fiat, it went all the way to the Supreme Court, and something similar could happen in the GM case. There are a total of 850 objections in court to GM's plan to sell its good assets to a new company. Most of those objections came from GM's many creditors, who stand to lose billions in this case. So those creditors have until Thursday at noon to appeal.
Besides creditors, several consumer groups are objecting. What is their complaint?
Well, this ruling would free the new GM from liability claims that predate the bankruptcy filing. In other words, anyone injured or killed by a defective GM car before June 1st would be less likely to receive full compensation, and they don't like that.
The bankruptcy judge ruled yesterday after only 3 days of hearings. What is the hurry?
Well, the government has set a very aggressive deadline of Friday for this bankruptcy hearing to be wrapped up, or it's threatening to pull its emergency financing, which is right now allowing GM to survive. And the judge said in his ruling that the only alternative to a speedy bankruptcy process would be liquidation. And I'll remind you, it took just 40 days for Chrysler to exit bankruptcy in its sale with Fiat. GM right now is on day 35 and counting.
Marketplace's Dan Gretz, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, so we know General Motors is shaky. What about other corporations? We begin finding that out this week because it is earnings time again. As always, aluminum maker Alcoa starts things off, reporting second quarter results on Wednesday. Investors are going to be eager to see how companies are faring and what might happen to the spring stock rally. That rally was looking pretty rotten by the end of last week. And the selling continues today. Asian markets lost more than 1%. The major European markets are down that same amount so far this morning. In case you were on vacation last week, Wall Street was closed Friday for the holiday. Thursday was ugly. The government reported unemployment's up to 9.5%, and stock traders ran for cover. The Dow lost 223 points and closed at 8,280. If you are one of those people who's quit betting on stocks, but you're looking for some other kind of gambling action, you might be interested in a federal court hearing this week. A U.S. appeals court will hear a challenge to a federal law passed in 2006 that was supposed to put online gambling halls out of business. Reporter Joel Rose has our story.
Congress didn't exactly make online poker illegal. Most gambling sites are operated offshore anyway, effectively outside the reach of the Justice Department. But Congress did make it illegal for credit card companies to pay out winnings.
So they get the effect without having to go the route of making internet gambling expressly illegal.
And that bothers Joe Brennan Jr., chairman of the Interactive Media and Gaming Association, which is challenging the law in court. Brennan says Congress tried to carve out exceptions for legal wagering on horses and state lotteries.
The difficulty comes for the processors, the banks, the credit card companies, when they're confronted with one of these transactions. It's nearly impossible for them to tell whether the transaction is bound for a, quote, lawful internet gambling transaction or if it's bound for a, quote, unlawful internet gambling transaction.
Banks and credit card companies are appealing to Congress to rewrite the law. House Financial Services Committee Chairman Barney Frank wants legislation that would expressly legalize, regulate, and tax online gambling. But so far, no dice. I'm Joel Rose for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Monsanto, committed to sustainable agriculture, creating hybrid and biotech seeds designed to increase crop yields and conserve natural resources. Produce more, conservemore.com. And by Thrivent Financial for Lutherans, a not-for-profit financial service provider helping its members navigate troubled economic times. Thrivent.com.
A few minutes ago, I told you a bankruptcy judge has cleared General Motors to sell its assets to a new company. The other side of this bankruptcy is unfolding in Europe. GM's Opel division is temporarily owned by the German government. Germany has injected $2 billion. It's also helping Opel find a new owner, with some conditions. conditions that other European countries do not appreciate. From Antwerp, Belgium, Brett Neely reports.
Opel's Antwerp factory is surrounded by huge empty parking lots. Keith Curtis spent 30 years in the factory. He says the scene doesn't look right.
All that space you see over there was absolutely packed with cars. Always. Full of Opels. Yeah, it's a bit of a tragedy, I'm afraid.
Curtis is one of the luckier auto workers in Belgium. 18 months ago, he took a big buyout and left the company. His former colleague's fate could be determined in Germany, whose government with temporary ownership of Opel is keen to protect the company's 26,000 workers there, particularly with elections in September. It shows just how little unity there is in the European Union these days, says Brussels economist Daniel Gross.
The pattern is almost always the same. Of course, at the national level, the priority is national jobs because you put in the money of national taxpayers.
It's as if Illinois promised to bail out GM, provided it kept its plants open there rather than those in Michigan. There are 50,000 Opel workers across Europe, and this kind of aid that pits one EU state against another is against the rules, Gross says. In the middle of a crisis, that happens. Belgium, too, is trying to offer money to prospective buyers of Opel, but it's a small country with much less cash. Union leader Rudy Kennis fears for Antwerp's 2,600 Opel jobs, despite government and labor concessions.
It's the same as I would turn around the whole evening around a beautiful woman. If she doesn't want to go out with me, we probably won't go out.
So for now, the Opel workers in Antwerp and other GM factories outside Germany can only hope for the best. Economist Daniel Gross says government bailouts can only go so far. In the long term, automakers will follow the bottom line.
Then they will look again at the situation and say, now, where are actually the cheapest places to produce? And then the economic logic will come back.
But will the jobs? In Antwerp, Belgium, I'm Brett Neely for Marketplace.
In Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke. We are explaining America's financial predicament at our website, marketplace.org. Hope to see you there. Have a good Monday.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.